Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
What's poppin', congregation? We're back with another installment of Scam Goddess. Today we have a comedian, a writer, an actor on the show. Also my homie, my homegirl, who I haven't seen in a minute in person because, you know, Omarion was out here touch dancing around. And so we're finally in person in the studio. This is crazy. You can catch her on Fairview on Comedy Central and the upcoming Hulu series, History of the World Part 2. Also, check out her hilarious content on The Lisa Gilroy on all platforms. And I'm not playing with y'all, guys. This is not like one of them push ads. I be living for Lisa. And if you follow me, you see me reposting. It's THELISAGILROW. I have never done that at the top of the show, but you, Lisa Gilroy. Listen, everyone I know is... I think everyone I know is mad at me. She made an anxiety anthem. Honey, anytime I go anywhere, I'm like, I think everyone is mad at me here. What did I do? Guys, congregation, please. Oh, congregation, one more note. I just want to thank y'all. I want to thank the missionaries in the congregation, the bishops, the ushers on the usher board, the deaconesses, the mother of the church. I want to thank y'all so much for getting people to vote for my scam show. We won the Webby again this year, and this time it's in person, and I get to do my scams in New York. I love you guys so, so, so much. And when y'all tell me how this show helps you or how you enjoy it, I just want y'all to know that it really touches my heart. I know I don't read the nice things that I listen to letters, but I do read them personally. I just don't want to read compliments to y'all. I know y'all got a busy day. But congregation, thank you. Thank you so much. And congregation, please stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up and welcome the Lisa Gilroy to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Lacey, my love.
Thank you for being here, queen. And she looks so cute. We look so cute.
Okay,
if
we're going to talk about who's looking cute. You guys need to know, because I feel like Lacey's never going to tell you this. But listen, the woman is in studio today. I walk up. She's in this gorgeous little 60s sexy little mommy dress. She's got her hair delicately curled. She's her face is perfectly beautiful.
Wow, what a description.
She's walking around with a clipboard. Buy, sell, buy, sell. My assistant's over here. Producer's over here. She's running the show.
Yo, we're happy to be in here. Honestly, my producing team, Marina on the sound engineering, Judith on all the other producing, Emily's here, my amazing assistant, and it looks like they're running the Star Trek Enterprise.
It does.
I'm seeing a lot of typing, a lot of light. The studio is very nice.
And you are the sexy alien at the head of all of it.
But yo, I have to ask you, Lisa, what is your relationship with scams? Have you ever been scammed? Do you like them? Do you hate them? It could be anything.
I feel like I am a little bit of a piglet, a bit of a pig girl.
What does that mean?
Like, just like a weasel pig in a way where, like, I feel like I grew up always looking to try to cheat at everything. So I feel like I have dedicated a lot of my life to scams. Like, even in fourth grade, I was already forging my dad's signature on, like, checks.
Yes, I was, too. Okay. My mom had a stamp with her signature on it. So in sixth grade, I got 35 detentions, and they were all for being late to class. How are you late in a building that contains the classroom? I don't know. I managed. I would be talking in the hallways, chilling, everything. And I had good grades, so my parents were never worried about me, and they never paid attention.
Yes.
My mom had a stamp in her office that had her name on
That's simply crazy. So a thing of the 90s?
I think it was, because now it's like if you have DocuSign, it's like you have the signature saved on there.
Yeah, and no one can just like walk into your office and take that and leave with
right,
it.
Right, it's the same shit. But the stamp that I had, I realized I had to wipe off the corners so there was no looking like a stamp.
But
and then...
She used it looked like a stamp.
That's true, but as a kid, I'm trying to think
about... Yeah, of course.
You know, I'm on my Law and Order. I'm like, da-dung.
You
like,
were becoming Lacey Mosley at
the
time.
That was Netflix.
So.
What is the Law and Order one?
Do, 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 do. Oh, yeah.
Boom, boom.
Do, 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 do.
Yes. So I was on my Law and Order shit. So mm-hmm. I would wipe the stamp off and I would stamp it. And finally, after, because every time you got a fifth detention, so whenever you got five, you had a Friday night, which meant that on Friday, you had to stay for 3 hours for 3 hour detention.
Wow.
And I thought that was such a punishment to teachers as an adult. I'm like, why y'all gonna make them sit with these kids for 3 hours? Send them kids home.
Yeah.
What are we doing? But I had accumulated 35, so 7 of them, and I can do math. And by the time I got to the 7th one, they called because they were like, you getting all these stamps and these signatures from your mama, but like, does she really know? I think they figured out my stamp game. And they called my mother, and she did not know, obviously. I told her I was at play practice.
She's like, can't wait to see Guys and Dolls at the end of the year. All this hard work you've been putting in.
I was like, no, Mama, I got play practice tonight. Yeah, for 3 hours. Mm-hmm.
And I'm the lead, and it's going very well, and the kids are losing it because I'm so talented.
Going so good. And I wasn't playing, so she didn't, you know, my parents are, they're also very involved in their own lives, which I love, because I was like, I have a kid and have my own life. Yes. But let's go back to you. We're talking about fourth grade.
I had a very stunningly similar experience to you, because it started with the checks, although my dad was kind of on board with that, because I think he just didn't want the bullshit of, like, sign the check, send the kid, you know, because it was like, book fair, field trips. Yep. They always needed to like send a little bit of money, and my parents never had cash, so he'd always just send a check. And I feel like he taught me to be a little liar, because he like sat down and he was like, look, here's my signature. Do you think you can do that? Like, it was like, don't come to me anymore with these questions. Just learn this. And then I started doing it. And then he did get like flagged for some sort of like financial fraud thing. I remember he got a scan of one of the checks that I had signed in the mail. And it was like, did you really do this, sir? And he like called me in, and he was not mad that I did it. He was just mad that I hadn't mastered his signature well enough to keep this new signature.
Your dad was busy. He was like, why are they bothering me about your forgery? We worked on this.
Yes. But then the same thing happened to me with the attendance. Cause then when in like middle school, high school, I started calling into the office. I didn't have a stamp with my mom's signature, but I could do her voice pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I call the office, and I do it early in the morning before the secretaries were there, so I didn't have to talk
and
to them.
And you should do the voice when you call.
I would leave a voicemail.
Give me the voicemail.
I just say, like, hello, this is Samina Lorenz calling on behalf of Lisa. She's in homeroom 702. She's just not feeling well today. A little bit of a bellyache, poor little squirt. So we're just going to pull her out for the day. Thank you so much. If you need anything, give me a call. And that's when I would leave her cell phone number, because it would never call. I'd be
right.
Like, you know. To like extra seal it.
Yeah,
with a
that's sealing. That's the good. That's like me wiping off the edges of the stamp.
Exactly.
That's making it.
They're never gonna call. They're like,
theatrics.
Oh, Amina called. She left her phone number. There's no way this is a scam. But it was. And then at the end of the year, I got called into the principal's office because he showed me like the spreadsheet. It was A for absent. I'll never forget, because I had like hundreds of them, and they were all green A's, which meant excused absences.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, how is this possible? What's going on in your life that your parents are calling to excuse you every day?
And you were like, I'm that girl. What do you mean? I have things to do.
Well, right. I mean, then I just like burst into tears, and I was like, my parents are getting a divorce. And they were, but I wasn't upset about it. But it's just like, if you cry about that in front of an adult, you can have whatever you want.
Oh, yes.
You can have whatever you
like. That's how I cry in front of the police when I get pulled over for doing very illegal traffic moves. I once was driving. I call it horse and buggy hours. The OG listeners know that. So late at night in Los Angeles, if it's like 1 a.m.,
yeah. Yes.
After midnight, basically. basically. It's rules nobody on the road.
Exactly.
Those are horse and buggy hours.
Yes.
Yeah, the light is red. Nobody's coming. I'm going to take a left-hand turn from the furthest right-hand lane.
Of course.
And what y'all going to do about it?
My horse is tired. Yeah.
And then they
pull
me over. And I'm like, I would sell out the woman race so fast. So sorry to all the women out there, trans women included. So sorry for all of y'all because I would be like, I'm just a woman who doesn't know how to drive. I'm from Texas. And I don't even. Which way do I turn the steering wheel to go home?
I gotta get home. My period is tired.
Oh my God, my period is bursting. I gotta get home because of lady parts and
my
hormones.
My breasts are too heavy. I can't see out the steering wheel.
That's why I'm driving bad. My woman brain is exhausted. And then I would get out of the ticket. It worked every single time.
Wow, I love that.
Especially if you can produce a little wet eye. If you can get a little moisture in the
which
eyeball.
Which you can. I mean, a stunning actress.
Got to.
An award winning.
Also, I'm black, so I feel like there's other implications. There definitely are where it's like, please don't kill me. And
yes.
they know that's real. This is the LAPD, okay? They loves murders. So I work all the tools in the toolbox. For sure. But let's get into our first segment here. What's hot in fraud? This is where we warn you guys about popping scams on the street. And more often than not these days, we get a listener letter from you guys, as always. Snitch on your friends and family at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Amen. Lisa, I need a fake name for this person. Gender doesn't matter here. It can be anything.
Bran Sofa.
Brand Sofa. It's giving Game of Thrones, but it's also giving Furniture City.
Right, you know? And I did have to stop myself from saying brand
it's
new.
It's giving
sofa.
Ashley's Furniture, Game of Thrones, Westeros. Yes, brand couch. Is that what you said?
Brand Sofa.
Brand Sofa. I turned it into couch immediately. Wow. Brand Sofa. So Brand Sofa says, this scam no longer works, but for more than 3 years, it was a lifesaver. I picked Brand Sofa because, guys, we have a beautiful import from Canada here. Ugh. Lisa is a Canadian. Bacon? I can't do the Canadian accent. Everyone knows I will butcher and disrespect your nationality over and over again. It's my favorite thing.
I mean, there's different accents through all of Canada, but I'm from Alberta where the men are like, you want to go for a rip, buddy? You want to go for a rip around the block, eh?
Now, if you go for a rip around the block, what is that?
Go for a rip, like a ride in my truck.
Oh, eh? Just ride around the block in a
Yo,
truck?
Yo, bro, you want to go for a rip?
And yeah. This is something that the bros consent to. They want to go for a ride around.
They'll rip around, bud.
Okay. Listen.
There's not much else to do, Lacey. I don't know what else to tell you.
I still remember when Sarah Palin was like, I can see Russia from my house.
Yeah.
And then I really Googled it when everything started to break out in Ukraine. I was like, can you see Russia from
And you actually,
and you actually can.
Okay, yeah. I did the exact same thing.
There's like a body of water that's not that long that's in between Alaska and Russia.
And in
Alaska?
Fact, I feel like, now I'm going to say something.
Why am I saying Alaska? You talk about Canada and I went to Alaska. That's not the same.
That's okay. And you know what? your gut is right. It should be ours. It should be ours, Lacey. And everyone knows that.
That's true. Not that it's very cute. I mean, Alaska, if y'all listening, good for y'all. There's some oil up there.
But like, I've been to the Yukon, which is right next door, but no one gives a shit about that. Everyone's like, oh yeah, you know, wild Alaska. I'm up there in Alaska. I'm like, Yukon's just like the less sexy brother. I'm like, I've been up there. No one wants to hear shit about it.
Yeah, either one. But so Bran says, I live in Ontario, Canada, and up until a few years ago, transit cards for public transportation were handled by each individual city. But then in 2018, the system changed, and all the cards were issued provincially by a company called Presto.
Yes, I remember this.
Boom, pop, Presto. You remember Presto?
Yeah, because I was living in Toronto before I moved out here, and then you could have a Presto card for the subway.
Yes. It's like the Metro card in New York, which I don't take the train anymore when I go to New York because I'm not there for long periods of time. If I was, I probably would because it's just faster and cheaper. But the train in New York, the ghetto. And then they want to raise the price. Every time I go, it's a new fare for the Metro card. And I'm like, bro, y'all not raising the standards in the train. Like, I don't got Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
It still smell bad. It's many rat apartments out here. Like, rat real estate is booming in New York.
Right.
Like, rats got houses, you know. I'm jealous, honestly. But yeah, so this is the Presto card in Canada. Beforehand, you would have a different pass for each month and a different card for the passenger category you were in. So like a child, an adult, a student, a senior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you on it. You know.
I know. I've been a senior once or twice in my life.
Listen, sometimes you got to be a senior or a baby. Now, it was one card for everything. So now it's changed. Presto's like, boom, bam. Pa-pow, presto, one card. This big of a change caused all sorts of headaches, but scammers, myself included, quickly found an opportunity. When a child presto card is used at a bus stop or train station, it doesn't charge the card because children under 12 ride for free.
Hell yeah.
I love that. Kids, I love the discounts for kids because they are unemployed criminals that squatted in your womb. Yep. And honestly, we shouldn't have to pay for them more than we do. You know, feed them, clothe them. Take them to school. So, yeah, you should get free rides for the kids. So it doesn't set any alarms when you use a child card because the cards all look the same. Ben says, and since you couldn't visually tell, yes, what kind of card a person was using based off how it looked, an adult could hypothetically use a child presto and basically have free transit while looking like you're paying.
Oof,
now,
this.
I'm not saying I did that, but I am saying I never had to put more funds on my card to ride the subway.
Wow.
And then Bran put some eyes. So, Bran, you did that.
Bran, I love you. I think that's a wonderful idea. And I wonder if they've changed
anything. Bran said, I'm not admitting to any guilt in this email, but
I wonder if it's still like that, because I'm sure you just put your Presto card and goes, boop, no matter what.
Well, it must have changed, because it doesn't work anymore, is what Bran said at the top. So I know you've been out of Canada for a little bit. So as a broke student trying to finish school, shelling out nearly $150 a month and over $1,500 a year just to ride a bus or a train this that was never on time, always dirty, and took forever to get anywhere, didn't sit right with me. I know that's right. You didn't even have to put those qualifiers in here. Mm-hmm. There could have been a beautiful train with AC, Wi-Fi, yep, and a massage therapist, and I still would have said, steal it. But this scam saved me just under $5,000 over the course of 3 years.
Wow.
A few months ago, the fare machines got upgraded, and now they display what type of card a person is using. I got caught and was nearly given a $500 fine, but was able to fake
still
cry my way out of it.
Still,
wow,
$500 is peanuts compared to all you saved.
Right. It is, but I still don't want to get caught up. Also, Bran, I love that what we just talked about tied into this because I hadn't read this whole thing before. I try not to read it. And they were crying, and that's how they got out of it.
We do love to cry. And tears are liquid gold, and they'll buy you anything.
They will. Listen,
wow.
I love that you're at the turnstile and the subway popo come. You're like...
But why can't
I just have the heart of a child?
Or why can't you say, like, I am a child? What are you going to do? Children,
I'm a child of God.
Children,
like,
don't have IDs.
That?
Like, there's no ID for a child to be like, prove you're under 12.
Yeah, but we don't look like children.
I do. Excuse me,
not
sir.
The voice.
I don't know what I am. Just
I'm
a little
baby.
Girl.
I'm just a little baby.
What if I did that, they'd be like, this woman is... insane.
Right. I feel like we would get 5150. I feel like they get put us in the padded room, but I would try it still. So this works. It says RIP to a great loophole that helped a lot of people. Love the podcast. Oh, yeah. Congrats for the Kids' Choice Award. Thank you. You're so sweet. Yes. That slime is a scam, and that's why I ran from it.
I did see you running from it.
Yeah. We had a video go viral on TikTok of me and Jaden, who plays Millicent and iCarly, running from slime. We are black. Okay. No.
And you're
no,
wearing a gorgeous dress.
Yeah, no ma'am. No,
I got slimed in the Canada version of this.
Really?
Yeah. And I was wearing like a beautiful like peacock feather dress. It was so fun. I had like a little corset top.
Did you know you were getting slimed?
There was a chance because it was like you could vote on the kids' hosts of who
they
you wanted.
They don't tell you because they told us we were in the slime zone. That's why we ran when it started happening.
Ours was different because we're Canada. So it was like so much smaller. We were there. We were literally
so they're more aggressive. They're like, they're Canadian. We're sliming everyone. We're not going to tell them. We're not going to pay for the dry cleaning.
No, you know what we were doing? We were standing on a sound stage in Toronto, just two people on the stage going, oh, what's up, everybody? You're watching the Kids' Choice Awards. And then we would cut to your goddamn footage. We didn't even have our own show.
America. Look, we're trash, but we're great at entertainment. That's where we really monopolize.
And Canada loves you deeply.
Oh, thank
you. We just want to be like you guys.
I love that you guys love us because we're very jealous of you.
Because we've never noticed you.
We're so aggressive. We get on everybody's nerves. That's what I learned when I moved, like lived in London for a little while. I went over there like, I'm an American, and then quickly learned to just be like, no, I'm from West Gloucester. I'm from Ealing Broadway. No, yeah, America never heard of her.
I'm also a baby.
Wait, is that the country that does all the gun murders? Yeah, no, never been there. Just a woman. Just a woman from East Broadway. But guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be right back with my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. scams.
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess. If you're a person with titties, bras are so uncomfortable and constricting, and now we finally like have something that's changing. That Skims is changing. That Skims bras, they're worth the hype. They're amazing, the shape, the support that they give, but also they're, like I said, comfortable with you on your nipple. Okay. I love the Fits Everybody bra in Onyx, which is like the black one. Like that's normally like the clothes that I'm wearing and stuff. But like, I also really love the wireless form push-up plunge bra because, you know, you sometimes you gotta give a little cleave, a little titty. Okay. You know what I mean? Make it cute. So shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes, 38 to 46 H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cut! And we are back, and it's time for Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Lisa with a famous con caper, group of criminals, Ponzi scheme. We'll see what we're working with today. Guys, we're going back to the 90s. Put your choker on. Do your practical magic.
Take your little pieces out of your ponytail and color them with hair mascara, why don't you?
Yes, wear everything that Gen Z is wearing and acts like they just discovered it.
Right.
Gen Z is my bullies. I love them and I want to please them, but I'm also mad at them.
I'm deeply afraid of them.
Please like me. I'm so scared. So in the 90s, there was an unprecedented period of technology and economical boom. We're talking about Al Gore's internet, cell phones.
Boom, pow.
Presto. Along with this economic bubble, the Beanie Baby bubble helped mark the 90s as such a period of nostalgia. Did you ever own a BB Baby?
Hell yeah.
Beanie Baby.
I had Beanie Babies, didn't you?
I feel like maybe I had one.
I had a few. And, you know, my most prized possession, which I did think was going to be my college tuition, was a little dragon called Magic. Mm-hmm. And his wings were filled with water. And I never played with him. I kept him in a shoebox because I thought I was going to be deeply rich because of him.
Right. Dragon, water dragon was going to go up.
I mean, the man had water in his wings. What other Beanie Baby you have has one of the elements of the earth.
Right. And I feel like the dragons always go for money because I remember at that time I had Pokemon cards.
Oh,
and I had a
holographic
Charizard.
Yes.
Yep. Holographic Charizard. And I sold it and I made a little coin on the playground. Made a little coin. They probably made more
off
of me.
Lacey, this isn't the first time I've heard you talk about your Pokemon swindling in elementary school.
I ain't give a shit about Pokemon. I ain't know how you catch them all. I was just like, I gotta catch them all because people want them and I'm gonna sell them. And that's it. So Ty Toys was founded by Ty Warner, a failed actor turned sales rep who got his start at Dankin Toy Company. Imagine we're both actors, being an actor and then just being like, I'm gonna work at a toy company.
I'm astounded because I'm just putting it together that it's not TY Beanie Babies, which is what I've been calling it my whole life and what everyone I know has called it.
Yeah.
Did you ever call it TY Beanie?
Yeah. I never knew
so
that
some
it was
guy's
thigh.
Name was okay, this is so imagine his name was Travis and we were just like, I got the newest Travis Beanie Baby.
Oh, that wouldn't work. I feel like TY gives toy. That's giving me toy energy.
But he scammed us because he made us think it was, I thought it was like TM, like trademark. I thought it stood for something important, but it's just some guy's name. That's crazy.
Truly. He was known for antics such as meeting clients by rolling up in a Rolls Royce wearing a fur coat and a cane.
Okay. Okay, Willy Wonka. And then he pretends to trip, does a somersault.
Yes!
Stands up and awards someone a Bee Baby factory.
They're like, Ty, it is 81 degrees. Why are you in a fur coat?
For the kids.
baby, when you always this hot, you always get cold. Ty, that don't make sense. Ty, that don't, what does that mean? No, baby, don't worry about it.
Wow, who knew? Tyler's such an Amazon.
He's a stuffed animal tycoon.
Right.
Ty stands for tycoon.
And maybe he had a little earring that was the heart tag that said Ty on it.
Oh, I hope he did.
And he was like, I'm the first Beanie Baby, actually.
Right. I am literally the first Beanie Baby. I love that. So prior to 1986, most stuffed toys were filled with stiff cotton.
Oh, yeah. I hated those rough toys. Mom, give me something softer.
Right. Meanwhile, we'll play with the box and a rock before we play with the actual toy. Kids don't need much. So when Ty Warner joined the game, he introduced toys filled with plastic pellets or beans, which allowed for flexible, more realistic toys.
That's crazy,
yeah,
Ty.
Yeah, you know, a realistic bear.
Yeah. Wow, this bear feels like it has a million little pellets in it. How realistic.
Kids are like, oh, I feel like I'm really getting mauled by this Beanie Baby bear. Like, what? Like, what are we talking about here? But, okay. The salesman turned inventor was immediately fired from Dankin, which prompted him to move with his own toy company, Ty Inc.
Wait,
now,
what did
Dankin,
it say?
Y'all could have made a bag. Why did y'all fire?
Yeah, why did he get fired? Does it say?
Our fur-wearing homie. It does not say why he was terminated. Have no clue. Ty's first move was to release Beanie Babies, priced at just $5 each. Then he decided to sell exclusively to small boutiques and toy stores, limiting the number that they could purchase. So now he's making it exclusive, much like how there's so many diamonds in the world, and diamonds actually don't have the value that we place on them, because what they do is they make it exclusive by not releasing as many, and that way it stays like a popping business. But you can get you a shiny rock, like, they're everywhere.
Wow.
But yeah, so that's what diamond mines do, which are ruled by colonizers who steal wealth from other people's land. Anyway, at the same time, there was a little information available, even within the company, as to the quantity of each kind of Beanie Baby sold, or which stores would carry what. So you couldn't even figure out, like, how many do they have? How, you know, it's much like the sneaker game now, like StockX and Nike. It's like, we don't know how many of these cool gray Jordans they have.
And because they're all different little critters, you might be like, uh-oh, you got the last gecko and I wanted that gecko.
There's only one armadillo and I have it.
Right.
What are you going to do for this armadillo?
I wonder if he based them off of actual, like, endangered species models. He's like, guess what?
That's sweet of you to think that it went that deep.
There's only a few lions remaining.
That would be cute. He was like, the elephants are being poached.
Yeah, if he had a message and he was like, guess what? You want to buy the Beanie Baby elephant? Well, you can't, because we've mistreated them. How do you feel about that?
No, I don't. He was not that deep. This forced collectors to build their collection by visiting multiple retailers, where it would often seem like the toys were sold out. Fun fact, Ty Warner was so worried about copycats that he personally insured the back of the Beanie Babies 1989 catalog, and it had a warning that read, "Warning, if you or anyone dare to copy our creative designs or patents without written permission, ownership of your internal soul passes to us, and we will have the right to negotiate the sale of said soul. Furthermore, our attorneys will see to it that life on Earth, as you know it, is not worth living."
What's going on?
Now, I've seen many disclaimers. Remember you had tapes and you put the tape in and be like, FBI warning, don't copy this tape. We will know. Yeah. How y'all gonna know F the B and the I? Okay, y'all on Twitter still looking for people from January 6th. Somebody, can y'all tag them? Can y'all tag who in this photo? Yeah, do y'all know them? And you telling me the FBI was gonna figure out that we copy tapes? Bye. But I love that this is like, Ty Warner, I am the devil.
Yeah.
And I will own your soul.
Hearing you read that and seeing you read that was scary for me, because I felt like we lost you for a second. You were like, okay, and the warning said, if you ever come to God, we will take your soul. And I felt like you were not present. You like left the room.
It scared me. They were like, we will kill you over a stuffed animal. Wow.
That's really shocking. I'm surprised. I would think like the Christian motherhood nation of Beanie Baby purchasing would see that warning and be like, listen, this guy jokes around about the devil.
You know Christians love some property, okay?
Yeah, but like a joke about their souls being stolen?
True. I mean, maybe
they're not fine print readers.
Stealing is a sin, you know? I could tie it back to this.
Don't bat your eyelashes at me.
So the Beanie Baby bubble. Because the manufactured illusion of being highly sought after was popping, Beanie Babies became a highly sought after, like, thing. Like, yes. People wanted them. They wanted to collect them.
Same with Pokemon cards, like we were talking about. I wonder if Pokemon did the same thing, where they only let a few stores
they
have
a little.
They
must have, because trading them became expensive. It was like, we want these cards that we've never seen
And we
before.
Had our parents running around to different stores.
Yeah, and this was like basically the little kid stock market. Like, all the stock market is vibes.
Exactly.
You know, when Peloton went down 13 points because Mr. Big died on the Peloton in Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. Spoiler, sorry.
All the little kids sold their Pelotons.
Yeah, all the kids sold their Pelotons. Stock market. Yeah, it's the child stock market. It works the same way. And shout out to people who work at Peloton, because I know y'all tired, because every other week, if you in Peloton PR, you're like, oh, God. I just feel like they're sitting in a fiery room just like, this is fine. Like, every week. Like, they tried to fix the big thing by making a commercial with Chris Noth, and then it came out that Chris Noth had allegations of sexual assault. They're like, wait, no, scrap that.
And their first commercial was the woman at Christmas, right? Being like, thanks, honey.
And she was trapped.
Yeah. She was like, thanks for this bike. I guess I'm a fat load of shit.
Right. Was like, it was like she had just had a baby. Yeah, yeah. So it was here's a Peloton bike. Get that baby weight off, you trapped woman. Yes. And the Peloton was like, no, wait.
Yeah. Our bikes aren't for misogynists. They're for rapists.
I know they are tired.
Yeah, you're right.
They work in very hard. I feel like that's like having the publicist of like, who's like if you're Kanye's publicist, you're like, is on Instagram? All right, we're going to get on Instagram, child. Yep, it's like exhausting. In 1995, Ty discovered that he temporarily retired a specific Beanie Baby for a certain amount of time. So he discovered that if he retired the Beanie Baby for a certain amount of time, he could create a false scarcity and drive up the value. When a Beanie Baby was retired, its price could jump from $5 to $15 to $20, though some sold for thousands.
Yeah.
So then he was like, I'm going to take the elephant off the market. I'm going to take the aardvark off the market.
So these are the original NFTs is what we're saying.
Yeah. Literally. Well, the original NFT is that album that the Wu-Tang Clan made.
Right.
And they sold to Martin Scorsese, and there was only one album. So shout out to Wu-Tang Clan for the NFTs, which are apparently destroying the environment. Magazines such as Mary Beth's Beanbag World.
Okay,
wow. So
Mary
now
Beth.
Mary Beth has made a whole industry off of this industry. And we have a picture of Mary Beth's Beanbag World up
here.
Mary Beth. Did you make this on, what was that? I had to take a computer class to make magazines. It was called like Adobe Mary something Beth. Where you can make a fake magazine cover and it looks exactly like this. Oh, like this is what we were doing in middle school.
Wait, why does it say, okay, first of all, Mary Beth is a gorgeous looking woman in her maybe late 40s.
Right.
And
she's giving us a bayang. She's giving us a balayage blonde with the dark roots. She's giving
a lot.
Carpool. It's giving, I go to the soccer game, but I put a little Chardonnay in my Starbucks cup.
Right. But why does it say, why is like a subtitle on the magazine? It says, yours for a night at the, there's a picture of a Beanie Baby underneath that says, yours for a night at the Manhattan Four Seasons Hotel.
That sounds sexual.
Is this the prostitution of Beanie Babies?
Are they trying to make the kids hump the Beanie Babies?
Well, this, Mary Beth doesn't even look like she made this magazine for kids, to be honest.
I feel like I did hump some stuffed animals as a kid, but this just feels a little too elusive. This feels like they're trying to get me to hump it. That's not.
This is like a discreet meeting. Like if you want us to set it up.
At the Four Seasons?
At the Four Seasons for your secret rendezvous, we'll give you a secret name.
And it's like a white, rich looking baby bear. We'll post it on the Beanie Baby on the Instagram, but it's giving sugar daddy Beanie Baby.
Yeah, and I can't believe he made the cover, honestly, because he's not even really that interesting of a Beanie Baby.
He's not giving.
No.
Like, I mean, they did cross his legs and try
What's
to give him a
What's on his
pose.
Little shirt?
I don't know. A logo?
A tree?
Oh, and we're zooming. Yo.
A little Christmas
tree? It's a little Christmas tree.
Oh, he's a Christmas bear. Okay, I'd fuck him.
Okay. And they got 65 new products from Ty. Beanie Babies, Beanie Buddies, Beanie Kids, Addicts, and more. What does that say? Adios? Arios? Aries?
Addicts. I'm seeing addicts.
It says addicts. Oh, Beanie Kids, Addicts, and more. So if you're addicted to Beanie Babies, you can show your...
No, it's not addicts. It's attics.
Oh, yeah. Like they're fanatics. Like they're...
No, I think like attics, like the space above your house.
Oh,
which
okay.
makes the least
so
sense out of all of the options.
So an filled with Beanie Babies. I really tried to make that make so much
this
sense.
This magazine, the longer we look at this magazine cover, the more insidious it is becoming.
The more confusion that I have.
It's sex. It's dark secrets in an attic.
This is cosmopolitan for stuffed animals?
It is. It is.
23 ways. 65 to new please ways. Your beanie, baby. What?
Oh my God.
No, this is terrible.
On a side note, do you remember as a little girl reading those Cosmo?
Yes.
And it was like, titillate your man by using your teeth on his dick. He'll simply love it.
Cosmopolitan is solely responsible for having us put ice in our mouths for oral sex.
There were things that people should never do.
Why?
I think they just needed to think of 120 new things for every issue. So they were like,
I don't
know.
And they were trolling us.
They knew. They were like, our target demo secretly, even though we're never going to say it out loud, is 11-year-old girls. who took this magazine from their moms or stole it from the grocery store or whatever. It's like no actual
read
adult
while they
woman
were waiting
is reading
in line.
This.
No! 25 ways to please your man.
Yeah, chomp up his pubes, fill your teeth with them, and then smile at him. Like there were things
Wait,
like that.
What?
They were lacy. They were they were as unhelpful as that, if not more.
They were telling us to do wild stuff.
Yes, they were.
I remember, I think I read one where it was like, this is explicit, y'all. If you got your kids listening, I told you, have them stream on another device. I need the streams. But I feel like I read in one of those magazines, I won't say which because I don't want to indict any of them if I'm not correct, but it was like, oh, your gag reflex too strong during oral sex? Lay on the bed on your back and then tilt your head off the edge of the bed and do orals like that. I was like, what?
This is honestly our culture, though. Like, gag reflex too strong? Chop off your head, you stupid pig, and why don't you die? Because no man will ever want to be with you.
No man will ever want you. 15 lip glosses. If you don't have them, you're ugly. And it was like a list.
15 lip glosses you can eat so you don't get hungry for real food.
Appetite suppressing lip glosses. Just lick your lips, girl. It's a meal. Oh, man. The
Still
dark
hungry?
Times.
You're selfish.
Right. You're selfish. People are starving. Put down that burrito. Oh, man. The diet culture, all of that shit is a scam. Wow. So Mary Beth got her magazine.
Okay,
she out
Mary
here
Beth.
Slanging the Beanie Baby fantasy in the magazine. It would act like a guide to the market and give buyers and sellers reference points for negotiation. So now she's being like, I know which Beanie Babies are hot. I know which ones are sexy, which ones are worth the most. Girls, get into it. This is your new Forbes.
Which ones are endangered? What's yeah. going on?
This is your new Business Insider.
Do you think she had an in with Ty? Or she was just like a super fan and
Let's
she could
see.
Read the room?
Because like the thing is once you create something, if it's successful enough, there will be people who create things off
yes.
of that.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? It's like when Apple blew up, the App Store, people created apps for Apple. You know,
right.
like people will find a way to get their coins off of your coin.
That's right.
Always. Or even if it's like the Walking Dead podcast. It's like everyone loved the Walking Dead and then someone made a very famous podcast
that's
about
so
it.
So true.
And then
actually, can I plug something really quick?
Yeah.
I actually have a podcast that's the Lacey Mosley Fan Club
I
podcast.
Can't.
And
I
you guys can
curious.
Tune in. I get paid $40,000 an episode by Lacey to have it. So
I do.
If anyone
I need
to be my guest on it.
Listen, Lisa got followers. I need the exposure, honey. Okay, yeah, we just recapped this podcast. It's like, and then there was another tangent. And then she said, so, because she says so when she goes back into the material. I listen to these podcasts and I like give myself notes and it's insane. One of them is like, stop talking about politics so much.
But do you ever like tickle yourself? Like you're listening and you're like, I'm kind of funny. Wow,
I didn't know I was going to say that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But mostly when I listen back, I hear everything that everyone else said. Because when I listen, I have an improv ear, so I'm hearing you and I'm listening, but I'm listening for the thing that I need to take to the next thing. And then when I listen back, I'm like, oh shit, this was a joke that I missed, or you know, like,
yeah.
So a little inside the podcaster studio. All right. So in this Mary Beth magazine, she had full page ads for services such as smart, healthy tag protection. So you can keep your tags looking cute. Asking, how do you protect an investment that increases by 8,400%. You got to keep it in a pristine room. I'm sure they're selling little Beanie Baby refrigerators. Keep your beanies on ice.
Oh, my God.
Towards the late 90s, price projections for Beanie Babies were widely publicized. A Beanie Baby bought in 1998 at $5 was projected to be, depending on its relative rarity, sell at the time of its original cost, like it could be more expensive. And drastically more expensive.
Yeah.
Apparently up to like 8,400% more expensive.
I'm just so, the more we talk about this, the more deeply sad I'm becoming for my childhood self. Because you don't even know how bad I wanted to play with that little dragon. And I didn't allow myself. Because this is not, it wouldn't be financially
you were a business
responsible
person.
For me
you
to play with
You were a business
it.
Baby. Those
it's
are my favorite
it's
babies.
It's still like
get
in
a job,
shoe box in my dad's house. I never got to enjoy it.
So am I doing math correctly? Would I just do $5 times 8,400 if that's the percentage? If it's, no, I wouldn't, because 100% of $5 is $5, right? So I do 8,400 divided by 100, which I know is 84, then multiply that by 5. So a $5 Beanie Baby could be $420.
Gorgeous.
That's a nice little, that's, you know what I mean? That's what we're doing right now. NFTs are Beanie Babies. And now look up here. We got another image.
Stripes, I remember
here.
Him.
So this is an advertisement. So this is Stripes. And Stripes was a bad bitch, a very rare Beanie Baby bad bitch, okay? And we're seeing this. Oh, they had birthdays. Oh, I forgot that they had birthdays.
Yeah, I remember that. Because that would really get you. If you found a Beanie Baby with your birthday, you'd be like, this is my son. Yum. It would be irresponsible for me to not adopt.
So June 11th is a Gemini, right?
I don't know.
I believe that's a Gemini. So we got a Gemini tiger. That feels rare. It's giving expensive. It's giving money.
Oh, my God. Yes. Look what it says under that little Beanie Baby.
What does it say?
It says jungle life was hard to get by. Like, as if they just made it out of the jungle.
So now it's a rescue.
Yeah, it
wow.
is.
Wow. And so I love it. It is a Gemini. So this is a Gemini tiger bad bitch rescue. And they got two of them. So it's like the twins. Oh. And so the total...
Listen, if I know anything about the rarity of these Beanie Babies, these two need to make love immediately.
So the issue price was $5 for these bad bitch Gemini Tiger Rescue Beanie Babies. 1998, the value was $250. And then in 2008, it was valued at $1,000.
No, it was estimated to be valued at $1,000.
Well, yeah.
There's no way it was worth that in 2008.
I mean, it's not worth that, period. It's a piece of fabric with some beans in it.
So what is this, a page from her magazine?
I believe so, yes.
Because it's saying issue price, so 98 value. Oh, my God. This is crazy.
And she's got recommendations. This one has two thumbs up. Highly recommended. It says reduced values up to 50% unless what? Unless mint condition. So, Lisa, you were doing the right thing
mint
by keeping
tag.
These in your shoebox.
But I know girls who had, like, the covers for their tags. It was like a little plastic hard shell that you clicked over the tag to keep it pristine. Oh.
And she's slanging those in the magazine.
Of course
she's
she
got
is.
Tag protectors. She's like, I got everything you need for your Beanie Baby investment. And for me, like, this does seem silly because it's a stuffed animal. However, it's the same thing as trading stocks. It's the same thing as NFTs. Like, it is. It essentially is. The value that it has is the value that we give it.
Is the same with the Beanie Baby with the tag on.
Yep. And people used to do that. That was like a big 2000s thing. You would leave the sticker on your fitted cap mm-hmm. to let people know it was in mint condition, even though you were wearing it on your head and getting hair sweat and hair dandruff and whatnot in it. You know what I mean?
My body's a store. My hat's brand new. My head is a shelf and the hat's simply sitting on it.
Why were we doing that? I lived in Miami, Florida for a year when I was 13 and sneaker culture was really big then. And I remember everyone would walk like very flat footed in their sneakers
right.
so that they didn't
Don't
crease
get
them.
Yep. Yep.
Yes. And one time Trick Daddy came to our middle school, which was portables because they were making another middle school. This is Florida.
Uh-huh.
And so every day at 3:00 in Florida, it would rain. And so we would have to be ducking and dodging, going to the next portable in the rain. But
and every
one time
it would rain, Trick Daddy would come. He would appear.
Listen, so Trick Daddy has a niece named Suzuki. This is true. And Suzuki went to my school and he would come visit the school and check on Suzuki. And Trick does love the kids. He would come out and sign people's tennis shoes and stuff.
Wow.
It was just like, oh, Trick Daddy here. Like, people would pop into our classrooms and be like, Trick Daddy here. And we'd be like, all right, we getting up and leaving. And our teachers would be like, okay, because, like, it's Miami kids. You're not, if you're a teacher, you're not fighting Miami kids. Miami is wild. You know, one time in Miami, a big old bitch named Lala threw a desk at me. I dodged it, but she did throw
a
desk
teacher?
At me. No, she was not a teacher. She was a student, a very strong student.
Wow.
And I was a cheerleader, and she was mad at me for something, and I had a smart mouth, and she threw a desk at me. I dodged it.
Wow, of course you
did. I did. And then we had security guards. I remember we had to go to security, and they were like holding back laughter. Because basically what I said, this was so fucked up. I'm going to work on myself. I was like, if you fell off the face of the earth tomorrow, nobody would give a fuck but you and your damn mama. And because she had said some spicy shit to me. So
and she had
I had
already
clap
thrown
back.
A desk at you.
No,
at
then
point.
She threw the desk.
Oh, okay.
And honestly deserved, because I basically said that her life didn't matter. So
right.
that was not right.
And that's not like really a good thing to
do. No, it was very mean. I'm sure Lala was going through a lot. And I shouldn't have said that. But
Lala,
you know,
if you're listening, I think this is a formal apology.
If you're listening,
apology.
Lala, this is my formal apology. But you did throw a desk at me, Lala, so don't try to come at me, because, okay, she was very strong. It was a desk with a chair attached, too.
Oh, shit.
It wasn't just a regular big-ass desk.
Okay.
But yeah, shout out to Lala. So we're learning. Mary Beth's got all this information on how to keep your investment preserved, mint condition. However, according to modern experts, they made all that stuff up. Duh. They had no experience in plush collecting and absolutely no experience in Beanie Baby collecting. So Mary Beth was just like, these are what I think works. I mean, that's honestly where everything
duh.
Comes from.
And also, who the hell had Beanie Baby collection experience? You can't fault her for that.
Yeah. I think she made a magazine and she went on, what is the name of this fucking program, because I had to use it in school. Is it called InDesign? It's called InDesign. Shout out to anybody who used InDesign in school and learned how to make a magazine cover with your face on it. That's what Mary Beth's magazine cover is giving. It's
is
giving
that
InDesign.
What started this whole journey for you, Lacey? You saw yourself on that magazine and you're like, I'm going to stop at nothing to make that happen.
Oh, yes. I say it all the time on this podcast. You cannot be a scammer if you don't have a passing familiarity with Photoshop,
right.
Adobe. Get on the platforms. Learn the edits.
I would love for you to find that and reveal it to us if you can.
Oh, man. Man, I got to hit up Miss Candy. My teacher, see Miss Candy, got them InDesign.
What's going on here? You a school full of candies and lalas? I'm just not buying it anymore.
So Candy was in Texas.
Okay.
And Candy was our messy teacher who let us, like, kick it with her and do gossip.
Okay.
But we also made magazines.
I'm just saying it's coming off a little bit like you never once set foot in a school and you're making up fictional characters to support
it's
some sort
of...
It's
not giving you were educated. It's giving scams.
Yeah, I was in class with Lala, Candy, Peepoo, normal kids and
normal
stuff.
Normal kids, normal names. Regardless of the, you know, legitimacy, the popularity of such advice led to collectors investing in stuffed animals listed at collector's prices such as $250, hoping to cash in years later when they appreciated value a lot, you know? Ultra rare, super value beanies were fabled to be to pay for retirement or a kid's education. If my parents was like, your college fund is a Beanie Baby, let's fight. Let's get in a fisticuffs, mama, daddy. We're having a group fight. Because what? This is my college fund, this stuffed animal that you put some plastic over the tag? I'm fighting. But if you sold it early enough, you actually could make a real coin in the market with the bubble.
I guess we all got greedy and thought, no, I'll hold on to it for another 60 years.
The mania. Like many new schemes, some of the very first investors did become rich, which is what we were just saying, which naturally fueled others to believe that they could too. The Beanie Baby phenomena was thrown into mania. In 1999, Jeffrey White, a career criminal from West Virginia, shot and killed a coworker after an argument about several hundred dollars worth of Beanie Babies.
Oh my God, I got goosebumps. It's terrible.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing. If I get murdered over a stuffed animal, y'all better not say that at my funeral. Okay? Y'all better say I died being a marine biologist. Don't y'all tell nobody I was gunned down for a
baby. She died being a marine
baby.
Biologist. She saw a gorgeous dolphin, and she kissed it too hard and died. And that's always what we knew would happen to Lacey Mosley.
We did. We knew. She loved the dolphin so much. Like, please don't tell. Oh, my God. That's terrible. Cashiers were held up at gunpoint by thieves only interested in Beanie Babies. Can you imagine you're a thief? You put on your ski mask, and you go on with your Glock, and you're like, hands in the air.
Give me them.
Now give me all them little tigers and all them little white bears, and give me that aardvark and also that seal. Mm-hmm. And y'all got a blue whale, run it up.
And check quick if anyone has a birthday July 12th. Just check the tags, because that's my birthday, and I think it'd be good if I had a little
guy. And you better
not
put no dot packs in there either. And if y'all got any Tauruses or Sagittarius Beanie Babies, you better give them to me too, right now. I know they birthdays. Don't play with me. Like, what kind of robbery is this? Hilarious. Love that for y'all. Cashiers were held up at the gunpoint, right? Perhaps the most infamous story is the divorce of collectors Francis and Harold Mountain. The now viral photo depicts the couple separating their mountain of several hundred Beanie Babies on the courtroom floor as ordered by the judge.
God
Meanwhile,
damn.
By 1998, Tie Inc. was bringing in more than $1 billion a year in profit. And now we're looking at Beanie Babies are tearing up homes. These people are in court and they're like, okay, so what do y'all want to do about the custody of your children? We don't give a fuck. I don't know. Weekends, Tuesdays, but these Beanie Babies, put them on the floor.
This is
we're
so
fighting.
Upset. I've seen this picture before. I think it was like viral on Twitter for a second.
It was viral.
But the way these people, they're dressed nicely, like to be in court, and they're squatting on the ground like animals. divvying up their toys like children. It's crazy.
But honestly, isn't this the metaphor for divorce? You are basically divvying up your toys like children.
Yeah. It's
you
so
know,
true.
Whether it's a car or a house or your daughter, it's kind of divvying up.
So do you think right now in this picture they're like team captains and one goes and then the other goes?
They have to. It has to be a back and forth. I'm getting the leopard. I'm getting the dog. I'm getting Mufasa from The Lion King. And then they just go from there.
If they're that important, why are they strewn about the floor?
Right.
Like
y'all
that?
Can't put a tarp down or something? Like,
put
this is
tarp
very ghetto.
Down for these sexy little
yes.
beans.
Also, like, honestly, I'm down bad and sad if my divorce ends in us scrapping on the floor
yeah.
for stuffed animals. Can you believe? Y'all been through so much. Y'all got married. This is very sad.
It
like,
is
your
very
daddy walked
sad.
You down the aisle for you to be fighting at the local courthouse for some plushie. Toys. Wow.
And do you think they probably got like counsel before they came here today? Like she was off talking to her guy being like, okay, so when I go in, what do you think I should get? And he's like, you gotta get Sammy Snake. You gotta right. get, you know?
Her lawyer's like, you deserve Sammy Snake.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
helped him build his business. When he had erectile dysfunction, you stood by him and he cheated on you. You getting Sammy Snake. When you go in there, you die for it. Like what yeah. is the, I feel like I'm paying a lawyer too much an hour for me to be the one on the floor. You go down on the floor and fight for the Beanie Babies. I'm not doing that. So the bubble and its burst.
Ooh, tell me. I can't wait.
After years of limited releases actually being mass produced, prices declined. So they flooded the market and acted like they weren't flooding the market and prices declined. And many realized their highly priced collection wasn't worth as much as they thought. SNL actually just did a bit about Beanie Babies recently where they were talking about a guy who was like, this is my, he was like, oh, I've got my money saved up. I invest. And then he walked over to a shelf of Beanie Babies
wow.
in 2022.
But these, I feel like, there's a part of me that thinks this is going to come back around. And in like 30 years, these actually are going to be worth so much because of all of this.
I feel like people think that.
Because even right now, you and I are talking about them in like a funny, haha, they're not worth anything anymore. But they're still, we love to talk about them now as in like, remember that scam from the 90s? So in like 50 years from now, they'll be like, oh my God, these are the things from that scam in the 90s. Like they'll become important again.
I'll argue this. I don't think it's going to come back around simply because... Y'all know I got a marketing degree, right? I had to take economics. The tulip bubble was really big for a time, and tulips have never been valued as much as they were during the tulip bubble. So I don't think that the beanies are going to come back.
Are you talking about tulips, the actual flower?
Yes.
Okay, but those are growing. Beanie Babies are no longer being made.
That's true. That's true. Maybe a rare one on Amazon could fetch you a little bit. We got to get people back into Beanie Baby collecting so we can run it up. This is our NFTs. It's better for the environment. We're not producing anything anymore. Just trading what's already out there. Y'all, get on Amazon. Buy them Beanie Babies for 22 cents on Buy It Now auction.
And even just for like the vintage toy angle alone. Because like remember Furbies were huge. No one gives a shit about Furbies anymore. But yeah. But actually, maybe if you were like, here's a Furby from 1994. Do you want to buy it? I'd be
I
like,
feel like
maybe
you have
I
to repurpose
do.
It into something else. Like put Beanie Babies on shoes or put it on the shirt and then
put
like where the nipples are supposed
Beanie
to be
Babies
is two Beanie
on
Babies.
Shoes. You heard it here first. There's a reason Lacey Mosley
get,
is a
successful.
Get a
famous rapper to wear them and then everybody's going to want a Beanie Booby, okay? Maybe we can make it work that
if
way.
If you do it, Lacey, everyone will do it. You're like the Regina George of comedy. You cut those holes out of your shirts,
pants
everyone will
and
do it.
Flip-flops.
Yes, so I wore army pants and flip-flops.
As a result, Thai announced it would stop making Beanie Babies on December 31st, 1999. In reality, Thai hoped that the renewed interest would boost it back up. Shortly after, he announced that he would stop manufacturing at the demand of collectors. Thai used the illusion of scarcity to drive urgency, which drove prices during the small period of time up. Because people believed that they're rare items and genuinely limited in supply. The false retirement brought Ty a few more years of mania. But once people began discovering the lie, the urgency faded. Internet listings for rare Beanie Babies accumulated and prices dropped. So he was like, we're going to stop. But he kept cranking them out.
Oh, wow.
Sales declined by more than 90% by the early 2000s. Most Beanie Babies were worth just 1% of their original sale price. No one was trying to buy the toys anymore, only sell. So at that point, if it's just people selling, like there's no
right.
demand for the buyers because no one wants to buy this thing that they know they can't offload for
right.
more. And Gen Z, y'all bring back Beanie Babies. I feel like if anybody can do it, you can. TikTok, get the Beanie Babies, start doing dances.
Put them on your
to
shoes.
Doja Cat with
We've
the
already
Beanie
given
Baby.
You the gold.
We have. So Ty Warner and Ty Inc. were not ready to let go. They were like, we not disappearing.
Greedy.
In 2014, he had reached solid billionaire status with a net worth of $1.76 billion. Whoa. He was also accused of hiding $25 million in a secret Swiss bank account since 1996 and filing false tax returns, which I'm sure is true. Listen, I wish I had enough money to hide it from the government. Uncle Sam knows where my coins are at, but I hope, like, I hope I can hide it one day.
How do people, like, maybe this is a really ignorant question, but I've heard this all the time. You know, you hide your money in an offshore bank account, but don't the government knows you made all that money, so they're like, okay, what did you spend the $25,000 on or $25 million on?
And then but you have once to make you send it to up? The Caymans, it's no more. And also, when you have a lot of money, like the IRS lobby, or excuse me, lobbyists, they lobby the IRS to make sure that the IRS is always underfunded so that they can't audit billionaires. Because basically, once you get to that status and you have that many businesses and that much money, you can throw a fuck ton of paperwork at them, like secession. You could pull up a beep, 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 and it's just a truck full of paperwork, drown them. They don't have the manpower. It's easier for them to go out of after the upper middle class, regular Americans, people who it's going to be less work and they'll get the coin, you know, over volume versus like going after billionaires where they'll spend the same amount of time and not necessarily get the money, and it's trash.
I guess you could also say, too, like, oh, I know it says that I made $2 billion this year and I only have one left, but I paid one girl $1 billion to sleep with me. And they can't disprove it.
And you could also just be like, the bit like Donald Trump has done for years. The reason he only had to pay $750 in taxes when he was in office and we saw that for his personal income was because he's always like, oh, all my businesses are bankrupt. They're all failing. We losing money. I don't have no money for you, daddy
I'm
government.
I'm just a little boy with I'm my Presto card. Evil teaching me on the bus.
Right. That's what he's doing. He's being a little boy with the Presto card. I wish I could be the little boy with the Presto card, child. They're like, you are an adult. Give us the money right now or we'll put you in black ass Lauryn Hill jail. Is that what you want? Though he could have faced 5 years in prison for tax evasion, the presiding judge instead opted to sentence Ty to 2 years of probation, 500 hours of community service, and a $100,000 fine. So a slap on the rich wrist, on the AP wrist. His concluding statement regarding the prosecution of the billionaire was, I believe with all my heart, society will be best served by allowing him to continue his good works. This is what the judge said.
Okay.
Right, his good works of selling toys and
also
making money.
Also, his good works sounds biblical.
Right.
Like, this man's a little angel.
How much money do you get for this, Mr. Judge? Ty called the near 20-year crime the biggest mistake of my life, the crime of him avoiding taxes that are necessary, that he should be paying because he's rich. Arguably, another was his 20-year crusade of plastic surgery that, even at 70, kept his appearance doll-like. So he was like, I'm going to be a Beanie Baby too. Oh, look at him. Oh, he's snatched.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
He's toyed.
Come on, facelift. I feel like if he turned around, there would be like a chip clip holding his whole face up like
that's
that.
That's exactly right.
It's very tight.
It is.
Very tight. Okay, he giving a little purse. Okay, he said, I'm going to be a bad bitch of the Beanie Babies. Not mad. According to a former employee, he would get his face stretched a few years before the toy fair every year, and even used a black sheep embryo like injection to keep his faith youthful.
Okay,
so he was getting embryo injections, he was stealing the stem cells. He was like, I'm gonna look like a Beanie Baby forever.
This information, in combination with the like, if you copy me, else your soul will be sent to hell forever, is like very, I feel like this man might be Satan.
It's given bedazzled. It's given he sold his soul to the devil, to Elizabeth Hurley.
He's making threats on your soul. I mean, the man is evil.
I told you guys, I say it over and over, evil keeps you young, you sleep better, not having empathy, you sleep real good, you get that good REM cycle, wake up refreshed because you don't care about nobody.
Right.
You know, turn evil when you turn 45, just turn evil so you can live longer. I plan to do it. Neither Ty's wealth nor appearance did not suffer with the ruling. And today his net worth is estimated at $4.6 billion.
Whoa.
Wow. Having more than doubled over the pandemic. Additionally, the Beanie Baby fad hasn't entirely disappeared yet. As recently as 2021, a highly sought-after Princess Diana Beanie Baby was listed as having sold for $25,000 on eBay. This is the Princess Diana Beanie Baby. It's purple. It's a bear.
Ugly as hell.
I thought it was going to look like her. I thought she was going to be... I thought she was going to be...
Have you ever seen a human woman Beanie Baby?
They said Princess Diana thought she was going to have on them thick socks and that sweatshirt that's so cute.
And real human hair and a little tennis skirt.
A and then holding a little African baby. That's what I thought it was going to be.
So it's just a regular saggy ass purple yes. bear with some sort of...
But if you love Princess Di, which like the girls love Princess Di, I love Princess Di too, and she's been gone for so long, but you can still walk into your local grocery store and you're going to see an article that's like, how she really died, or information 40 years later, you know, 20 years later. Like, people love Princess Di, so that's working. The Princess Di Beanie Baby was released in 1997 following her death, and it was a limited release that kept releasing. So they were like, oh, it's only a few, but like, if you want one, you can have it.
Yeah.
I kind of love that. Although I'm like, let that woman rest, please. Y'all need to let her and Whitney Houston rest. Like, I don't want to see no holograms of Nippy. I love her so much. I don't want to see no holograms of Princess Di, y'all. We can let people pass away. I can't imagine. It's hard enough being alive and having to work to be alive. I can't imagine if I'm dead and they like, no, you still got to show up to work. No. You'll still be dancing on the Coachella
and
stage.
And for free, no less.
Right. So the seller had recently joined eBay and had no other listings. The bear shows that it was sold. The seller later relisted it at $17,000. So we don't know. Maybe this actually didn't happen. It's unclear whether the bogus transaction occurred or if beanies in general are now being used as a form of money laundering, like art.
Oh, wow.
Because maybe you can be like, I got this $25,000 from selling this Beanie Baby. Yes. And then I got another $17,000 from selling this other Beanie Baby. That's a good money laundering.
Yeah.
If you can't buy a laundromat, Beanie Babies.
Bean it up.
It would also be an attempt to create another Beanie Baby bubble by creating the illusion of value. Modern experts say today they compare the NFT market to the mid-mania Beanie Baby market of the 90s, which is what we said. So, hey,
wow,
modern
so
experts.
We're also incredibly smart.
Modern experts.
And beautiful.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on?
Expert Jeremy Grantham said, when comparing the two, it becomes a bubble when it disconnects from the value. The prices spiral up. Duh. There's an unshakable belief that there is no NFT bubble. And it's mixed with the anxious urgency to claim arbitrary digital items with arbitrary prices and the belief that their value will increase. So there's no, like, I don't think that people want a digital picture of a monkey that I can screenshot. Absolutely. It's like money laundering and like crime. And I love it. And it's a Ponzi scheme because when you sell NFTs, it's like a CVS receipt. Blockchain is a CVS receipt. Basically, like, every time it gets sold, you get royalties off of it getting sold, and they keep track of that in perpetuity. And it's bad for the environment because I guess the computers take up a lot of resources.
Oh, right, those big-ass, like, generators or whatever.
One man, so Arthur Sisco, is even creating a series of NFTs of his Beanie Baby collection. People could buy the NFT and ownership rights, but he would retain the physical Beanie Baby until the buyer traded the NFT token back. Wow. So they getting into it. In a world where set value is arbitrarily determined by whether one cartoon ape has an earring and one has a gold fur, even tangibility is arguable. Experts wonder if it can last longer than Beanie Babies. I don't know. I just feel like we're creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. The reason that we have to learn history is because it's cyclical. And if we don't learn it, we're doomed to repeat it. The negative things and also the positive things. So I feel like this is just our Beanie Baby is NFTs.
And I'm not surprised someone made a Beanie Baby NFT because it's like the nostalgia factor too.
Right. Look at this NFT right here that we're looking at.
Wow.
It sold for $3,408,000.
That doesn't even
dollars.
Surprise me anymore. At least this is like a piece of art. But you've seen the ones that are just like pixelated.
Is it though?
I mean,
Lisa, I feel like this is what they mail you for the art school, and they'd be like, can you draw this? And then you mail it back.
Yeah, but you know the ones I'm talking about, right? The ones that are like made of computer dust.
Yeah. I feel
that,
like
this
I could
is better
trace
than
this.
That. You could trace this, sure, but still better than some of the other garbage I've seen. Certainly not worth millions in my eye, but what do I know?
It's a good money laundering scheme, though, just like art, because it's like the eye of the beholder determines the market. So you can never dispute how much art goes for in auctions and stuff, which is why Art Basel is where all the criminals be pulling up.
Right.
Buying a banana that's nailed to a wall for millions of dollars. I love it. It's crime. It's very cute. Now I want to buy a Beanie Baby while they're cheap just to have one to be a part of the robbery.
I'm like, do I call my dad and ask him to send me that little dragon so I can finally have it?
Yes. Is that does he still have the dragon?
It's got to be somewhere in the basement for sure.
Your parents better than me. The summer that I was going to college, my mom like packed up all my stuff and was like, okay, so this is going to be your sister's office. And then I took a guest bedroom. Like when I'm home, I'm in a guest bedroom.
Oh, I am too. But still, we have like a crawl space in the basement. basement.
Okay.
So it's where everything is still remains. Never go down there.
I wish I had that. Literally, my guest bedroom was just filled with pictures of my mom. And then one time I went in there and I went into the closet and my baby photo was in the closet. And I was like, really, Lori? Like, you going to throw me in the closet?
Oh, Lacey, wow. I tweeted this picture a long time ago, but I came home for Christmas and my sister and I both have like giant graduation portraits. And hers was at the top of the stairs in the most like light shining on it. And mine was in a closet in the basement. I was utterly stunned.
We only have room for one graduate.
Well, we know who's the favorite.
Right. Listen, parents, I know y'all be having favorites, but luckily it worked out to where one parent I'm the favorite and the other parent, my sister's the favorite.
Oh, so, that's nice. They tell you guys that?
No, we just know from our experience.
They divided you up like those people divided those bean
and then my other two siblings with my real father have the same situation where it's like there's two parents, so
they're
you get
like,
to be
I'll
the favorite
one,
of one.
You take this one. Yep. I want Sammy Snake. I'll take Lacey Mosley.
Exactly. I'm the Sammy Snake to someone, and I love that. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back for the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let Lisa go. But before that,
you're firing me?
Get your things and go. Scammer of the week.
Robbery!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home?
You know who I'm talking about.
Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs?
I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Like, personally, I have been on E for like 5 years. I know I was posting the stuff on Instagram late a week or two ago, but y'all, it was because I needed to take a mental health break. I put my phone down. It was very hard to do, but I feel so much better for it, y'all. Okay, so look, it can be easy to ignore our social batteries being on E. I certainly did for 5 years, and we spread ourselves so thin, especially with social gatherings picking up now that it's about to start warming up, you know, skies out, thighs out. But also, like, where's your mental health? Where is your brain? Get inside of it. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. So, you know, you figure out like what type of person you are and how you need to recharge. And that's why BetterHelp can be a great source of therapy. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time if the vibes aren't right for you, at no additional cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/goddess today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/goddess.
And fraud!
And we are back, and it's time for Scammer of the Week. This is where we highlight a charlatan that's worthy of our praise, or maybe not. We'll see. Today, we're talking about notorious influencer and snake oil saleswoman, keeping with the snakes thing, Caroline Calloway. Oh, my God. Now, I didn't get no warning that we was going to be talking about Caroline's alive ass again. Wow. Okay. The last time we talked about her with Jamila Jamil, things got a little dicey on the internet.
Oh, right. I remember this.
They got a little dicey. So Caroline Calloway has been accused of owing her landlord more than $40,000 in back rent. Earlier this March, Caroline moved out of her West Village studio, having last paid her $2,734.64 rent in September of 2020.
Wow.
So she moved out earlier this March. That's 2022. The last time she paid rent was in 2020.
March 2020? So like beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a picture of her in her house. And, like, you can't really see it in this photo, but I've seen this photo online, too. Like, the floor is disgusting. There's, like, cigarette butts and animal droppings and all types of nonsense. She painted her microwave. Like, you know how you have the microwave that's, like, installed with the cabinets? She's just painted over it.
Where? What color is that? I can't even identify it in this
picture. It's not in this picture, but there's another picture. But she also painted part of the floor white. But when she painted it, she didn't pick up her dirty clothes or shoes or anything that was on the floor. She just painted everything that was, like, available to vision.
Love it.
And was like, ta-da! I love Caroline because she's the type of scammer who will never go to jail, because when she gets caught up, she'll be like, it was an accident. Oops. Yeah. I didn't know
I'm a little baby.
She's presto. I'm a little baby on the bus.
Yeah.
She's giving I'm a little baby on the bus. Her landlord has filed a civil complaint in the New York County Supreme Court, further alleging that Caroline abandoned the premises without informing them. They also filed several photos showing the state of the apartment and, like, how it was left, which was filthy and derelict. That's a quote.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline is also accused of illegally subletting the apartment to poet Rachel Rabbit White and Rachel's husband, Nico Walker. So she's selling it. She's slanging the apartment. Wow. She got it on Craigslist. She got it, you know. Oh, wow. They also look like criminals. They look like they would live in Caroline's cigarette butt apartment.
The guy on the left kind of looks like Beans from Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, yeah. What if that was Beans? He grew up and he started renting from Caroline Calloway.
And it's all tied together, from Beanie Babies to Beans, and everything's filled with beans and everything's a scam because people are just made of beans from head to toe.
Filled with beans. Wow. Yes. Rachel White even tweeted that the apartment was her fourth in 4 months, further confirming that it was far from the first time that she had moved into an unauthorized apartment. Now, why y'all getting in Rachel's business? Like, if someone said Rachel could move in, Rachel was moving in. That's not Rachel's fault. That's the subletter's fault. That's the...
Yeah, right.
Rachel didn't do nothing but come up. I'm not mad at you, Rachel. In addition to the total of $40,844.56 in rent Caroline owes, her landlord is asking for an additional $25,000 in damages. Because she was just in there painting all willy-nilly. It's like if you were on one of those home makeover shows, but it was just like an average person who had no idea how to make over your home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes me like, sick that she would like paint garbage and... into the floor.
That you move that bus sick. And you come into your house and it's just a bunch of live, laugh, love decal stickers on the wall from Target.
Yeah.
It's like wallpaper that you got and it's like halfway put on.
Dead cockroach in the corner, been absolutely lacquered into the hardwood. No problem.
Like a copious amount of cigarette butts. You're like, this is the makeover? Yeah.
Yeah, they have paint on them now. It's nice.
You said that your kid loved... you said your kid loved smoke, so we put these cigarette butts in her room. You said y'all love to live, so I put live, laugh, love.
Yeah, it's simple as that. Just instructions for living.
Yeah. Live and laugh. And also love.
Don't forget to love.
Right. You said you like this. Yeah, we painted it. You said you like blue. We went to Home Depot.
And exactly. What, you don't like this? Okay, I guess never live or laugh or love again then.
Right.
See how that works out for you.
We painted your carpet blue. Oh, you're not supposed to do that with paint? Oh, it's a little crunchy. But...
It's like a little crunch. It's ASMR for your feet.
Right, but it's cute. ASMR for your feet. But it's cute, though. I love to see that Caroline's still out here scamming, running her cons. Caroline, don't pay that rent, girl.
So is she still on the run?
Yeah, she always will be. She's never going to jail.
Wow.
She's a cute, thin, white woman, and she's got charisma.
How do you know that?
I fought with her on the internet for a while, and then she dropped some nudes. If that's not charisma, I don't know what is. And she dropped the nudes to distract people from the fact that her book that was called Scammer was supposed to come out, and they were like, we pre-ordered it. Where are our copies? And she was like, I'm so sorry, y'all, the pandemic and whatnot, and also titties.
Wow.
Hello. Like, and I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her. What a great distraction. Nobody's thinking about that anymore.
I gotta try that next time.
Oh, Lord, and now I'm scared because I know she's gonna come after me, but she blocked me on everything, so maybe she'll never see this. We'll see.
You know she's desperately listening to every episode you put up.
Oh,
Lord. She's a fan. How could she not be?
Well, Caroline, I'm glad you're still on the run. Don't pay that rent, girl. Rent is a scam. You keep running, girl. You get you another cute apartment. You write you a book that maybe will come out and maybe won't. Love that for you. Make another flower crown, sis. Amen. Okay? Yes. Well, guys, that brings us to the end of a fantastic episode. Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my God,
here.
Lacey, I adore you. You know, anytime I see you on a bus, a billboard, or a poster, I am absolutely taking a selfie of myself alongside of you.
I thought you were going to say when you see me in person.
No, I don't see you in person. I see you on TV.
Somebody tweeted me, a friend in New York, and was like, I just almost got clipped by this bus, and then I saw Lacey was on the side of it.
Yeah, right. Like, you're like, no, I don't ride buses anymore.
Don't implicate me in your bus vehicular assault. Oh, my God. Not just driving by, and it's me. I didn't hit you with that bus, y'all. I would never hit y'all with a bus. I would never do that. Well, we always ask on the show, where would you like to be found, Lisa?
Oh, interesting concept. At the Lisa Gilroy on all the platforms. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
All the great content. I'm telling you guys, get into it. The laughs are abundant. Also, Lisa's just great to look at. So you're going to have a great time.
Takes one.
So good. Congregation, guys, thank you so much for voting for the Webby Awards. Buy this merch. I'm about to flip all the merch. I'm about to take everything off the website. I'm a beanie baby. Yeah, and it's all going to be gone.
It's exclusive.
So get into this merch right now while we have it, because I'm going to redesign some things. And that's on podswag.com. Also, guys, snitch on your friends and family at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired. Follow us on Twitter at scamgoddesspod if you just want to talk to me. I talk to people on the Scam Goddess Pod Twitter. I will tweet you back. On the Instagram, follow us at scamgoddesspod if you want to see all the photos from the show, keep up with the show, mess, random things that I post. That's fun. And then if you like me and my shenanigans, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. iCarly is streaming now, season 2 on Paramount Plus. Get into that. I'm trying to sell y'all all of my things.
Woo-woo.
Congregation, stay scheming.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Faiz, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.